This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. About 90 Colorado employees of the U.S. Immigration Agency are likely to be furloughed next month unless Congress helps out. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is a fee-based agency. With immigration applications down, the agency is looking at a $1.2 billion budget hole. USCIS sent furlough notices to approximately 70% of its 13,000-person workforce. Courtney Patterson has worked at the Denver office for almost 7 years.
If you were to take three of the four wheels off of a car, the car would still exist, but you only have one wheel. The car is not going to be able to function like a car.
USCIS workers process naturalization papers and conduct background and fraud checks. A bipartisan bill to fill the gap was introduced in the House last week. The furloughs, which will last a minimum of a month, are slated to begin August 3rd. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A major Colorado oil and gas producer has gone through its second round of layoffs this year. The Denver Business Journal reports that Extraction Oil and Gas has eliminated those jobs from its operations base in Windsor. The Denver-based company cut 20% of its workforce in February and also filed for bankruptcy last month in response to falling oil prices brought on by the pandemic. And the town of Lyons has shut down parks in an effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The Times Call reports there's been high volumes of park visitors lately, and Lyons officials say they have limited resources to manage safety. You're listening to CPR News.